do you know what? I think back to my own school days. It was so dull. I distinctly remember it was all crop rotation, oxbow lakes. And I do remember the highlight once is when we built a bridge out of cardboard. Nothing like it's as exciting as what this lot are doing.
Frontier. These are the voyages of Roadleaf Primary School, its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations. Civilizations, to boldly go where no school has gone before.
They're going to space! Roadheath Primary School are preparing to send a probe into space. Looking for aliens, all sorts of stuff. They're going to be launching a device. Launching a device from their school roof. How is this possible? How is a school sending stuff to space? Well, it's a helium balloon that goes right to the very edge of our atmosphere, the edge of space, with a video camera attached. And BBC Radio Stoke's John Akers has been along to find out more.
So Roadheath Primary has a library like I've never seen before. In fact, it looks exactly like a space station. It's been transformed. It looks fantastic. So there's a satellite here above the door. There's fluorescent lights overhead. On my right, there's a whole rack full of passports, space passports with laminated sheets with all the astronauts on them. Just in behind, all the walls are covered with foil in here, and there's a spaceman sitting on the bench. There's a picture of a beautifully painted picture of the Earth from space. We've got all the controls for the space station here, and I'm not quite sure what this is here, but I'll find out in a minute. There's an airlock through this door. It looks fantastic. Picture of Tim Peake on the wall as well. What a fantastic project this looks like, and what a lot of effort has gone into it here at the school. Julie Wisco is Year 5 teacher. This is all your idea, isn't it?
Well, it all started when I took part in a primary space project with my Year 5 class the year before, and they were so captivated by the theme of space that I decided to promote it throughout the whole school, which is where the idea of creating space passports came from. So we entered this idea into a Rolls-Royce Science Prize, and we're now finalists, and that enabled us to receive some money, and we were able to buy 3D printers and do a lot of other very exciting things.
Yeah, the 3D printer's just over there. There's also a brilliantly made rocket out of, is it papier-mâché you made that out of? Looks fantastic.
We had an artist come in here from Twig Twisters, and it's based, it has a wicker base, and then yes, it has tissue paper over the top and cling film.
So today is the big day. It's launch day. It's the day you've been working towards all this time. You are going to send something into space today. You're excited. I can tell from your face you are excited.
We're very excited. I mean, our project is called Out of This World, so what we're trying to do today is send a bit of all of ourselves out into space. So we're sending a balloon right out of the atmosphere into the blackness, and we've got our names on sticky labels on the payload, so hopefully we will all be out of this world today.
Amazing. Hermione and Hannah are here as well. Hello.
Hi.
So which one of you is going into space? I'm only joking. I know you're not really going into space, but tell me about what you've made to go into space today and what's going to be on the payload, which is a little box, really, isn't it, made of polystyrene. Tell me about it, Hermione.
Well, we got asked to, like, all of the school got asked to design a patch that was to do with the ballistic balloon going up, and only one of us got chosen to actually go on it.
And who was that?
Me. And there was one person from every class.
Fantastic. What's the project been like to do? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I can't wait till we launch this.
It's going to be great to see it go up, isn't it?
Yeah.
What have you enjoyed most about the whole thing, do you think?
About the whole space project?
Yeah.
I think it was talking to Tim Peake.
What was that like?
It was amazing. We asked him 21 questions and the answers we got were mind-blowing. I'll never forget it.
And I said just a minute ago, I wanted to know what's this? Come and show me, girls. What's in here?
Well, it's sort of like where you sit if you want to read a book.
Go on then. In you go.
It looks like a rocket. And it's really high.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. It does feel like we're in a rocket, doesn't it? Fantastic. And are you sure it's not you going into space?
I'm sure.
Well, I'd check if I was you, because that's what I'd heard, that you're going to have to get your spacesuit on. Okay, let's go and meet the men, then, that are designing the balloon that's going to get a little bit of Road Heath Primary into space. Come on.
It's amazing, isn't it? We'll hear more, then, from John and the pupils of Road Heath Primary School, who are preparing to send this helium balloon to the edge of space. It can be done. I've seen this, actually, before, and it's wonderful to watch. And when you get the video back, amazing. This is going to be a great treat. This really will be a great treat for the pupils there.
Oh, school is not like it is nowadays. What about the pupils at Road Heath Primary School?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of Road Heath Primary School. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no school has gone before.
Stokey voiceovers, you can't beat them, can you? So, that's what Star Trek was missing first time around. There's a gig for you there, Matt. So, pupils at Road Heath Primary School are preparing to send a probe into space. Their own probe. It's just school is not like this in my days. It's so exciting. It's a helium balloon, but it really will travel to the edge of the atmosphere, right? It'll touch space. Kiss space. That's what's going to happen. They're going to launch the device from the school roof with a video camera attached, and BBC Radio Stoke's John Akers has been along to find out more.
So we're into the hall, and we've got two very busy gentlemen, actually, here right now. Just give us 2 seconds of your time, Alex and Chris, just to tell me what's going to go on today. Obviously, they're not launching it from here. It wouldn't go very high, would it, girls, if they launched it in here? Where are they going to have to launch it from?
Outside.
You see, they're learning, they know their stuff, these girls.
That lead,
yeah, absolutely. You are from Centre to Space.
That's right.
It's a company. Tell me about it, Chris.
Sure, I mean, well, our background is in engineering. This is somewhat unusual, not entirely related to our studies, but it's what we do now. It's effectively, we send stuff into space. We did this as a project personally some time ago now. We got some great results, and when we shared the results with the world, we got a lot of positive feedback. People wanted to know how to do it, and so we set about trying to refine the process, make more apparatus that makes everything easier, and recording devices that sort of go hand in hand with this. Since then, we've evolved to do this with schools, with businesses. We do a lot of advertising, but what we're really keen to do is to do this kind of thing that we do today, where we use as a teaching aid. It's great fun. It ticks all the boxes in terms of like the science, and we leave the kids with having done a fun project with stuff they can learn about in the classroom.
So, Alex, what will you be sending up in this small box which you've been working on just recently? I can see a couple of cameras there, a battery pack or something like that. What is this? What is this box, which is about 30 centimetres cubed?
So, this beautifully designed payload that the kids have kind of decorated, and honestly, this is easy to say, it's the most beautiful payload we've sent up, you know, to date.
Did you hear that, girls?
Yeah. Yeah, inside this kind of insulating foam box, we've got tracking devices so that we can find it again. We've got two cameras, so we're going to record, the footage, the blackness of space, the curvature of the Earth. We're going to record, you know, the whole journey of this balloon takes. We also have a black box data recorder is something that we've developed at Sent Into Space, and that'll measure all sorts of things like temperatures, pressure, humidity, altitude, position, accelerations, all sorts of data that can then be used after the flight to tell a little bit more about the journey that the balloon's been on.
Fantastic. What if it lands in Spain?
Well, I mean, like, planning, yeah, absolutely. something we wouldn't want. But we have to give considerations as to where it's going to land. And this is where a lot of effort goes into the planning side of things. So we can run simulations that are very accurate, that give us a good idea where it's going to burst, where it's going to come down. And then we can augment the process to make sure this comes down in an area that we'd like in the middle of nowhere.
Where will it come down, do you think, based on your calculations?
Well, I don't know if I should say at this point in time, because we have some pupils over there that are going to take part in a competition to try and guess exactly where it's
going. Oh, we don't want to give it away then.
Absolutely, but I mean, these things can travel some distance, and also they can travel quite a long distance in one direction before changing direction and effectively come down quite close to where you launch from. So there's quite a range to how far these things can go. But generally, you shouldn't be threatening the sea unless the weather's fairly bad.
And we've got a fairly still day today, at least low down anyway. Hermione, come over here for me just for a second. Now, how are you going to fit into this box?
And how long can you hold your breath?
How are you going to get in there?
I'm not quite sure if I could, actually.
I'm only teasing you. It sounds like great fun, Julie, Year 5 teacher, and they're going to get a lot out of it. Obviously, they're very excited. And is this something you're going to hope to continue this after today's launch? Is this something you're hoping to keep going with?
Well, I'm hoping that other schools in the area will take on board our passports, because Tim Peake is actually going up to the International Space Station in November. So it's absolutely perfect for them to run with our passports next year. We might be moving on to study something else. We'll probably go and study something like Mars in more detail. But yes, I think space is the future. This is where these children may well be getting jobs or even living on the moon.
Well, certainly Hermione's going to be up there a bit later, aren't you? Up in space with your space suit on. Well, we'll be back for the launch very soon. Thank you very much indeed for now, guys.
Tell you what, if I was one of those pupils, I'd be so excited. There they go. Not only launching something into space, but of course meeting John Akers for BBC Radio Stoke. And of course you can hear how the launch went. Join Tim Wedgwood's show. It'll be on after 4 this afternoon. But that's on the way. First, pupils at Roadheath Primary School sent a helium balloon into space this morning. They did. Students launched the device from the school roof with a video camera attached to it. BBC Radio Stoke's John Akers went along to find out how they had to prepare for liftoff.
Hello, Roadheath Primary School. Are you ready to watch your payload fly off into space?
Fantastic. And we're here with the head, who is Carl Leach. Hi, Carl.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Big moment, this.
A fabulous moment for our children. Got over 200 children waiting here in anticipation of our balloon going into space.
Yeah, we're in a big field. We're in the sports field, and they're all in a circle. And you could hear a pin drop here, couldn't you, Carl? They're very well behaved. They've been working ever so hard, haven't they, heading up to this? You've been doing all kinds of space-related activities. You've had a Skype with Tim Peake. You've been making things, the space passport. They've been designing things. There's been art, science, maths, English, every sort of curriculum covered in this. And they've really learnt a lot from it, haven't they?
They have, and we've got children as young as 4 going up to 11, and they really have engaged with the topic of space. Their work has been outstanding, and Tim Peake himself has even tweeted information back to us about how much he's enjoyed seeing their pictures and their stories and their writing. It's been an absolutely fabulous project.
Great to see parents here as well. You've invited them in today.
Yeah, the community are very supportive here at Roadheath, and again, we put a text out this morning, and what we got here, we must have over 40 parents and grandparents waiting for the launch with us.
So the balloon must be, I'd say, something like 3 metres across, 3 metres high, and it's taking some amount of force to keep it down. They've got 2 helium canisters, which they have filled the balloon with. We're not far away from launch. The person who came up with this idea is Julie. How are you feeling?
Very excited.
I can tell by your
very
face.
Very excited.
This is it, then. This is the moment.
Now, this is the moment, yes. This is the moment we are all going to be out of this world.
It could all go wrong, you know.
No, it's not going to go wrong. We've got experts doing it for us.
We have Alex and Chris, who are just doing it at the moment. They're from a company which basically sends things into space. Sent into space, they're called. So I'm going to try and get a chat with them, although they're very busy. Hello, Hermione.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Are you getting ready to crawl into the box there and go into space yourself?
No, I'm not crawling into the box now.
No, you're not really going into space. I've been teasing you, haven't you?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to this?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to seeing the most? What do you think it's going to look like?
I think I'm looking forward to seeing, like, the pictures that it takes when it's actually up there. Because when it comes down, then we'll be able to look at the pictures. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a GoPro camera in there, and they've had a ballot here at the school today. As I walk over to the launch site, they've had a ballot at the school today, and one little boy's been chosen. He's in year five. He's called Jack, and it's his job to hold on to the string and let it go. So he's a very lucky boy. And Carl, the look on his face, what a great idea to have one of the pupils let it go.
Yes, again, I'm sure any child in the school would have loved to have done it. But again, Jack's been with us all the way through school, and it's a fabulous opportunity for him to let the balloon go into space.
There are photographers here. There are film crews here. Chris is posing for photographs at the moment. He's one half into sent into space. Alex is the other half. How's it going, Alex? Is it all going to plan?
Yeah, all going well at the minute, thank you.
The balloon's okay?
Yeah,
it's all right.
Everything's inflated as it should be.
So you're just doing the last minute bits of gaffer tape, just make sure the wires are taped down. There's the camera going in, the battery pack.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, just getting everything nice and ready, nice and secure, just in case there is a slightly bumpy landing. So just make sure everything's nicely in place. Ain't going to roll anywhere.
And then it's your job to go and find it afterwards.
That's right, yeah. So we've got all sorts of tracking on here. We've got some radio tracking going on, which will send radio signals down to us on the ground. We've also got some GPS-type trackers that work once it's on the ground again on the mobile phone network, and they just text us coordinates once it's landed.
All right, let's go and have a quick word with Jack. Jack, so you've been chosen to let go of the balloon. How do you feel?
Very excited, actually.
What have you made of this whole project? Have you thought it's been good? What have you liked most about it?
Actually, designing the pictures for it was fun. And doing all that and actually doing hard work.
Now, I'm a bit worried, Jack, that you're going to float off with the balloon into space. You are going to let go, aren't you?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because we don't want our own Road Heath Primary School astronaut up there, because you haven't got a suit on.
No.
I don't think you'd last too long in your school uniform, so make sure you let go. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Good man, okay. We're almost ready for the countdown.
Jamaica's at Road Heath Primary, we're back later for the launch. There was a little bit of Cheshire in space today. Road Heath Primary School launched a helium balloon with a video camera attached to it. Earlier on we heard what preparations were going into the launch itself, but shall we listen in on the moment of truth? I think we should.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
That's not good enough. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay then, in 10, 9...
For that, Jack, you did let go. What was that like?
It was really good.
Look how quick it's going.
It's disappeared already.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chris and Alex, how quick is that going at the moment then?
About 5 metres per second, which works with our calculations. So we're looking at about 2.5 hour flight.
2.5 hours before it's in space.
It should be. I mean, these things travel quite briskly. It should be up and down by that time. I mean, you can see now, it's just about disappearing into the clouds. We've got quite high cloud cover today, so... Yeah, it's going... That's the textbook launch.
And what is it going to see once it's up there?
Well, it should get a great view, shouldn't we? Like, the blackness of space, the curvature of the Earth. So, yeah, all being well, we've got a fantastic shot coming our way.
Fantastic.
Along with some shots of some very excited kids on its way up.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this a proper relief for you when this bit's happened?
It comes in stages, so getting the balloon in the air is obviously the first stage of relief. Then it's kind of keeping an eye on it while it's in the sky, making sure there's no problems, you know. Waiting for it to come down again and land, and then we know where it is, and then there's a stage of relief there. Getting it back, there's a stage of relief, and then just making sure that those shots are on the camera for the final stage of relief, I guess.
You did press record, didn't you?
That's something we've revised in our minds many times.
Jack pressed it, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he's got a bit loud. That's his responsibility.
Thank you, guys. It's been fascinating. We'll have to let us know what the results are.
Certainly will.
And we'll have a good look at them.
John Akers there at Road Heath Primary School a little earlier today. And as we've heard, liftoff. We'll find out where it is now. between now and six, I hope. Anyway, we'll try and catch up with the team behind it a little later. We heard earlier on from the children of Road Heath Primary School, they launched that helium balloon with a video camera attached to it. We heard it lift off to great enthusiasm, but where is it now? Unless it come back down to Earth yet. This stuff doesn't last forever. So we can speak to Chris from sentintospace.com, who had the mission of finding it. Hello, Chris.
Hello there.
Hello. I gather, you know, this has been an interesting afternoon, to say the least.
Certainly has, yeah. If I told you it'd come back down to Earth completely, I would be telling you a lie. Currently, nearly, probably 110 feet is my best guess, up a tree.
Oh dear! Right.
Yeah, I mean, if it picked the biggest tree in the East Midlands, I think this would have been it. We saw it as we came across the brow of the hill, across the valley, outside of Matlock, and we could actually see the canopy of the parachute poking out from the tallest tree above the canopy of the tree line itself. So, I'm at one end of a rope, and Alex is currently about 80 foot up the other. We have just secured him, tied him off. Whilst I'm on the phone, but yeah, you couldn't have called us a more interesting time.
So he's up a tree right now, trying to get it.
He is up a tree. I wish you could see what I can see right now. I'm looking up the trunk of the tree, and he's sort of disappearing off towards the end of a rope.
Oh my word! Well, I hope he's nice and safe and secure.
Oh yeah, he's a skilled climber, and we have all the right gear. So,
has it got as far as you anticipated it would get, or not?
Yeah, it did. I mean, this isn't at all a failure. Being up the top of the tree just makes for an interesting story. But,
it's not space, though, is it? I mean, how high up did it get?
It went very high. It went 33 kilometres. So we should have some remarkable images on there, and it followed all simulations as we'd hoped, and so yeah. Everything worked as planned, really.
So how soon before the children at the school get to see the pictures, then?
Well, we're fighting against darkness at the moment. We're very close, and we would hope we have eyes on screen looking at the results within 20 minutes.
Stay safe up that tree, won't you?
We certainly will, yeah.
All right. Cheers, Chris. And Alex,
thanks,
thank you. What a mission that man's on. Didn't expect that first thing this morning. I can guarantee it.
Across Staffordshire and Cheshire.